It is February 21st, 2017, and this is TCK Tab. Now, you may be asking, what is that? Well, TCK is for Tanya Condrey Klein, and that's me. And Tab is for Tribulation Audio Blog, and that's what you're listening to. This is going to be the first one of these in an ongoing series, and it will mostly be about things that I'm thinking about, things that I'm concerned about, things that I want to share, and things that I hope will challenge, inspire, and empower others. That is one of the main focuses for this blog today. I believe that there is a major empowerment SOS going on right now. There seems to be an empowerment crisis in this world. I'm not just talking about Christians, I'm talking about the world too. Now, if you are a Christian, you need to listen to this. It may be helpful. If you're not a Christian, you really should go ahead and listen anyway, because it may also bring you to a place where you can find something you've been looking for. This is not going to be a religious meandering through theology. I'm hoping that this will be a helpful resource that can reach out to those in need of it. I've tried to do different things in my life to be a positive influence. I have written songs and recently recorded several of them. And I've also used three of those songs in a book I just published, Breaking the Shackles, book one of my Rebirth of Erinth fantasy novel series. And I'm hoping to go forward with the rest of that series and get it out there to whomever likes the genre, and for it to be an empowering kind of experience when you do read it. One of the things that I try to make sure that people know is who I wrote the book for. It's not just a Christian fantasy novel. It has elements that anyone, I believe, in the world would love to read about. I focused a lot on the fantasy aspect, but I also have some Japanese anime style aspects that I wanted to put together with that, and then I sprinkled a little bit of my faith in there too, just to give it, to me, a realistic idea about many things, but also to fill my heart with thankfulness that I finally got it done. Once again, these things are not meant to be solely religious. I try to stay away from being religious as much as I possibly can because I don't have a religion. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Now, some people may just completely tune out after me saying that, but I just want to make sure that you understand this is just my blog to share different things with you, and this first blog is supposed to be focusing on, do you have empowerment in your life, and where are you getting it from? For me, my faith is where I get my empowerment from. As a Christian, I see a lot of people in the church world that almost seem powerless right now. They seem to try to hide behind the church walls. They try to stay away from anything they don't understand. And they even push people away who are trying to do something different to reach out to those that are in the world in a different manner while still keeping the truth of Jesus Christ in the midst of their message. For me, I feel so sad about how so many people who claim Christianity do not reach out to others and show them the true love that I know in my own life and in my own heart. And it really does make me just question, where are they getting their power from? And are they even understanding that God gave us empowerment? This is not about being religious. It's not about being perfect. It's not about any of those things that so many so-called religious echelon people try to put out there into the world. It's about trying to use what God has given you to be able to reach others with compassion, with love, with understanding, but with the guidelines that God has given us to help us have better lives. One of the things that I've been seeing more and more lately is that even churches that claim to be full gospel, which means they are supposed to believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit that is written in the Word of God, they don't seem to exercise those gifts. I don't know if that's mostly because they don't understand them, or if they are afraid of them, or if they just honestly don't know how to allow them to be used for them to be able to be used by God for others. You have one side of the groups that believe in the gifts of the Spirit. They may seem a little bit over the top. They're a little flashy, I guess you could say. And they try to always make everything be about the gifts of the Spirit. Jesus was very, very adamant about how the Holy Spirit would come to give us power to be able to live our lives in a way that would bring other people to our faith in Him. The Apostle Paul, he said that the Holy Spirit would never give praise to the gift, that it would always be trying to point people to Jesus Christ. There are so many people that claim to have the gifts of the Spirit and seem to exercise them, but they are looking for the credit to be to them when that is not what they're supposed to be being used for. That group of people are on the other side of those that I'm trying to talk to, though. The ones I'm trying to talk to right now are those people that don't quite understand how to get in the flow of the Spirit, how to even know what your spiritual gift is, how to even be able to allow God to use you in that manner. I was raised in a home where my mother believed completely in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, she was never religious. She was never even using the gifts of the Spirit that so many people seem to want to grab onto, speaking in tongues and doing all of the flashy things. But she has always been a person that it was very, very big on hospitality. She also believed in the other gifts that are there for anyone that has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. One of the things that you have to understand when you decide that you want to try to see what your gift is, you have to know that you have to be going for that, not to just say, oh yeah, I've got this, or oh yeah, I've got that, but it is for a way for you to be able to be used by God more. It's never about me, and it's never about you. It should always be about Jesus Christ and Him being able to reach someone else to bring them into saving knowledge of what He did for them on Calvary. If you've been raised in some of the other denominations that do not accept the gifts of the Spirit, it can be very hard to understand how it all works, very hard to even trust whether somebody knows what they're talking about or not. I do understand that completely. I've been to churches that would have people do weird things, and you kind of go, what in the world's going on? And this is me already having known about the gifts of the Spirit, but sometimes it does seem more like wildfire, people just looking to gain attention and not really something that God is trying to use to reach people. That is why when we seek God's will for our life and ask Him to, Lord, use me in whatever way you want to use me, we have to be willing to let Him be the one that has control, not us. Now, we have to give Him permission to let the Holy Spirit be used in certain ways. But when it comes to the gift coming through you, it is something that it's as easy as what I'm doing right now, talking. It is something that becomes so intrinsic into your being that it's there. Because the Holy Spirit, once you are saved, is there already. This is really just about you giving in to God to be able to let His Holy Spirit flow through you and out to use the gifts to reach someone else. That can seem like a kind of scary thing sometimes, thinking, oh, am I going to take me over? Am I going to become a zombie? No, it's nothing like that. It is something that has basic gifts and basic laws that surround it. For example, whenever there is a true message in tongues, you have to know that there are interpreters there, people that have the gift of interpretation, before you just start speaking out in church, completely out there, acting like acting like you have a message. But if you don't have somebody that can interpret that message, all that will bring is chaos and misunderstanding by those who don't understand. For a church to truly be used by God in all of the gifts of the Spirit, not just the tongues or interpretation of tongues, but with the healing, with all the different kinds. There's 8 main ones, and then some other ones that is also talked about on in Paul's writings. 1 Corinthians 12 was one chapter that gives you a layout of the main ones that can be used if God gives you that particular gift. When I was writing my book, I decided that one group of the fighters for this alternate dimensional world that's parallel to Earth, this is my fiction, I decided to put a little kernel of truth in it, though, by having the Kohakin, even though they were using elemental forces that was serving God Almighty, which is the Father of Lights, who came as Tenrai Daystar to create a new covenant with the people of Erenth. I went ahead and had not only the elemental aspects, but I went ahead and took those gifts out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and put them in there with that to try to show people how they can be used in a literary way, so that maybe they can see, oh, it's not scary, it can be useful if you let God use it the right way. In our world here on Earth, though, it is something that you do have to pray about. You do have to seek God about and ask Him, what is it you want me to do, Lord? You know, if He gives you certain gifts already in the physical, then He probably has something already. Whenever you got saved, I believe that once you accept Jesus as Savior and His Holy Spirit comes to revive your spirit, because we are dead in our trespasses because of the fall, and when Jesus came and died for us, once we accept Him as Savior, then we are brought back to spiritual life. The Holy Spirit dwells within us already. It's from where we have been quickened by the Holy Spirit to life. So I believe that every person already has a gift waiting to be used, but you have to release that gift. I know that there are other groups that consider it to be a separate thing than just salvation. And while I understand where that comes from, and I agree with them in a certain aspect, I also believe that you already have the gift there. It's not about you being it happening again. It's about the fact of you releasing your power and allowing the Lord to have your approval to go ahead and use you in that way. And some people do not have the ability to let go of the power they feel over their lives. They will not give God the control. And that can be a very scary thing of letting God have control. What is He going to do? It's not going to ever be anything crazy. It's not going to ever be anything that's nonsensical. It's always going to make sense. It's always going to be something that's useful. Now, sometimes, depending on where you're at and what's going on, yeah, it may be frightening to your physical self, to you as a person. But at the same time, whatever God is using you for, it is going to be something that's necessary for that moment, for someone right there, wherever you're at. Now, sometimes, you know, you need something for yourself. And that's the reason why the church is supposed to get together and meet together so that we can encourage each other. We're not just supposed to be there to help each other alone. We're not just supposed to be there to preach to each other alone. We're supposed to be helping each other get more empowered to go out into the world that needs Jesus. And that's the reason why we have to go forward and let Him empower us. Being empowered is a process. It's not going to be a spur-of-the-moment thing that you can just, I know exactly what I'm doing and everything's great. No, it's an ongoing process, just as our salvation. When you're saved, but you grow in grace over the course of time. I was saved when I was 8 years old, and I didn't use any of the spiritual gifts that God had given me until I was 13. But I have used the different gifts He's given me ever since I was 13. Now, I've had times where I've gone a different path. I went out into the world for a while because I was hurt and ended up having to be pulled back into the church. The Lord finally led me to where I needed to be. And now He's been using me for His glory and His purpose ever since. I'm not perfect. I screw up all the time still. I'm human. But I am saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am His, and He is mine. And I will do whatever I can to try to reach just one more soul. That is my calling. That is the reason why I'm doing this blog. I just want to reach someone. And even if there's someone that's listening to this that is not saved and then they just tune out, that's going to happen. But maybe there is one who's listening that needs Jesus to become your Savior. All you have to do is ask Him to forgive you for your sins and believe that He came and died for you. And then He will help you to learn what you need to learn. Get a regular King James Bible or one that you can understand. And then just try to read passages of Scripture to get you into the pathway that He wants you to go. I always tell everybody to go to Romans. Romans is one of my favorite books. It has so many teachings. Romans 8 is my favorite chapter. You can also go to 1 Corinthians. And then, of course, I always tell people to go to Psalms. Psalms can be such a great place to go and get information and just empowerment just from watching David and what he has done with the Psalms. I mean, you know, the 23rd Psalm has been used to help people through bereavement ever since it's been written down. One of the other books that I suggest is John. The book of John has all the stuff about Jesus, a really good portion that you can know about what He has done and what He's done for you. After you've come to know all this stuff and you start studying the Word, then the more you do that, the more that you will be able to understand, okay, God, what is it You want me to do? You may not be a singer. You may not be a teacher. You may not be a musician. You may not be anyone who is out in front. You may not be a preacher. But you might be someone who is, like my mother, someone who is very big on hospitality. You may be someone that prays for people. You may be someone who sends cards to people to encourage them in time of sickness or in times of loss. You may be someone who just at church comes in and greets people and blesses them. Your world may not be the world. It may just be right where you're at. Each of the gifts are given for a purpose, but they become useless if they get tried to be used in legalism. You know, we are supposed to uplift each other. We are supposed to have compassion for each other. And we are supposed to challenge each other too. The choice is yours about whether you are going to accept the gift that God has already given to you if you belong to Him or not. There are a lot of Christians that have been around for a long time who never have done anything with the spiritual gifts that they know of. But then again, it may be an intrinsic part of them since they got saved that they're already doing it and don't realize it is one of the spiritual gifts they're using. That's possible. And it's not a bad thing. I'm just trying to reach those who don't quite know what or how to do anything with these things that some people are so seem to be scared of. The Lord, He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. And Jesus said, I'll send the Holy Spirit who will be there to help you, to comfort you, and to empower you. So you shouldn't be scared of that because it's from Him. It's going to be good for you. One of the things that you just need to make sure you do, you need to pray. Praying is one of the most important things to help you find where you're supposed to be in your spiritual walk. No matter where you're at, no matter what's going on, go ahead and try to just try to get somewhere where you can be with God and just pray and say, Lord, I come to you in Jesus' name. I don't really know exactly what you want me to do, but I'm asking for you to give me the abilities to be able to do what you want me to do. I'm asking in Jesus' name, Father, for you to instill in me the aspects that will reach others. Give me the skills for me to be able to go out and reach those that you are putting in my area for me to reach. Give me the abilities. Give me the courage. Give me the mindset to be stayed on you, to be with you in what you want me to do. I thank you and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a way to start. And just keep on praying that. Get in the scripture and start reading about it. And just keep on going forward. That's where we're at. That's where we have to be to keep on going forward to reach as many as we can. For now, this is TCK signing off.